More euphemisms. American companies now put a great deal of effort into boosting their employees' self-esteem by handing out inflated job titles. Most likely, they think it also helps compensate for the longer hours, unpaid overtime, and stagnant wages that have become standard. It doesn't. However, such titles do allow an ordinary store clerk to tell some girl he's picking up at a bar that he's a product specialist or a retail consultant. If it turns out she's a store clerk too, but her store uses different euphemisms, then she may be able to inform him that she's a sales counselor or a customer service associate. And for a while there, they're under the impression that they actually have different jobs. These are real job titles, currently in use to describe employees whose work essentially consists of telling customers, "We're all out of medium." Nothing wrong with that, but it's called store clerk, not retail consultant, and not customer service associate. Apparently, stores feel they can charge more for merchandise sold by a customer service associate than they can for the same junk sold by a clerk. By the way, if a clerk should be unhappy with his title, he can always move to a different store, where he may have a chance of being called a product service representative, a sales representative, or a sales associate. And I hope you took note of that word associate. That's a hot word with companies now. I saw a fast food employee mopping the floor at an In-N-Out Burger, and I swear this is true, his name tag said associate. Okay? It's the truth. Apparently, instead of money, they now give out these bogus titles. At another fast food place, Au Bon Pain, I noticed the cashier's name tag said hospitality representative. The cashier! The name tag was pinned to her uniform. The people who sell these uniforms, by the way, now refer to them as career apparel, or even worse, teamwear. I had to sit down when I heard that one. Teamwear. Teams are also big in business, almost as big as associates. In Los Angeles' Kukuru restaurants, the employees' name tags say team member. At a Whole Foods supermarket, I talked to the head of the meat department about ordering a special item. I figured he was the head butcher, but his name tag identified him as the meat team leader. Throw that on your resume. I guess the people under him would have been meat team associates. I didn't stick around to ask. So it's all about employee morale. And in a lot of companies, as part of morale building, the employees are called staff. But it's all right because most customers are now called clients. With those designations, I guess the companies can pay the staff less and charge the clients more. I'm not sure when all this job title inflation began, but it's been building for a while. At some point in the past 30 years, secretaries became personal assistants or executive assistants. Many of them now consider those terms too common, so they call themselves administrative aides. Everyone wants to sound more important these days. Teachers became educators. Drummers became percussionists. Movie directors became filmmakers. Company presidents became chief executive officers. Family doctors became primary care providers. Manicurists became nail technicians. Magazine photographers became photojournalists. Weightlifters became bodybuilders. And bounty hunters now prefer to be called recovery agents. And speaking of lifting, those retail store security people who keep an eye on shoplifters are known as loss prevention managers.